Let's go to Matthew 17, 18. When I'm talking about faith and the kind of faith you have to make these things work. Matthew 17, 18, and let's see what happened. Matthew 17, 18. Then Jesus rebuked the demon in the boy, and it left him. From that moment, the boy was well. Now, Jesus rebuked a demon. Now, the demons, as some of you know, they're our problem. And now we have learned that, you know, these things come into us because of sin. And as long as, according to the New Testament, when a Christian does not sin, the scripture clearly says a demon cannot touch you. Now, I like that scripture that reaffirms to me that if I'm walking in obedience to God's word and doing what he says, I don't have to worry about a demon because he cannot touch me. It's written in the scripture. But here Jesus rebuked the demon in the boy, and it left him. From that moment, the boy was well. Now, I love it every time I get to see that happen. Some of you have been here at healing schools, and by the way, next Saturday is a healing school. It's already been another month, you know, and I just stand in awe at how quick these months go by, but I stand in awe at the wonderful things we get to see Jesus do at those healing schools. You know, many of you know about the two 13-year-old boys, you know, that were here. One of them's retinas didn't develop, and we prayed for him, rebuked the demon, and the Lord instantly healed his little eyes. He could see it. And the other one, a couple of months later, he was colorblind. He was 13, and we broke the curse over here, rebuked the demon, and immediately the boy could see colors. And it's so amazing to, a couple of months later, to get a letter from a family that's saying, it's such fun to teach our son colors. You know, I mean, here he is 13 years old. And, Mom, what's that beautiful color? Oh, that's peach, son. You know, or whatever. She said, it's such fun to teach our son colors. Because if all you'd ever seen was black and white, and you were born like that, you wouldn't know what colors were. Isn't that something? What color is that beautiful shirt you got on? That's blue, son. That's dark blue. Wow, that's a beautiful color. Ooh, what? That's got multicolors. Oh, that's green and white. Well, which one's green, Mom? Isn't that something? But they don't know. Well, to see those things happen, every time the Lord shows up and does something like that, I think about what faith does for us. But it says there, Jesus rebuked the demon. Afterwards, the disciples asked Jesus privately, why couldn't we cast out that demon? Well, now, the church has got to get to the point where we recognize that there are demons and that we have power over them. Because the church I was in all of my life didn't teach me anything about demons. They never even talk about them. But I read about them. When I started reading the book on my own, I started learning about demons. And I started learning what the Word of God has to say. And then it comes down to a decision one day. You're going to ask some doctor of theology about demons, and he's not going to be able to tell you the right answer. And he may just kind of, you know, slough it off that, you know, I've had several PhDs when I ask them a question like this. Is it possible for me as a Christian to have a demon? Every time so far, the answer has always been no. You're a Christian. You have the Holy Ghost living in you. It's impossible for a demon to live in you. Well, let me tell you, that's just about as wrong as you can be. Amen. That is not true. Because when I cast a demon out of a boy, a girl, a grown person, or whatever, and they're instantly healed, but yet those people confirm to me they've been born to be Christians, some of them for a few months, a few years, or many years, and when I cast the demon out, just like this right here, they get healed just like this did right here. And this is where I learned how to do this, from God's word. I didn't learn it in church, unfortunately. I learned it right here. Then Jesus rebuked the demon and the boy, and it left him. And from that moment, the boy was well, as soon as the demon left. Afterwards, the disciples asked Jesus privately, why couldn't we cast out that demon? See, they had tried. There's a lot of people have tried to pray for people, and people, and I don't have 100% success rate either. I wished I did. But when I started doing things like Jesus said, I started seeing a whole lot more things happen than I did when I did it the way that I had learned in the Baptist church. Unfortunately, you know, that's just the way it was. But these boys, they had obviously cast out some demons and seen some leave, but this one wouldn't leave. And this demon was an intimidating demon. You know, whenever when you grab a hold of a young boy that's got epilepsy and you command that spirit to leave, I think about Randy every time I think about epilepsy. Randy rode a motorcycle from Denton over to the healing school. And when he came up for prayer, I rebuked the demon, broke the curse, commanded it to leave. And then he went back to his seat, and he had came with his pastor that day. And his pastor said, "Did Thurman ask you to repent of your sins?" And he said, if he did, I don't remember it. He said, "Well, then you didn't get nothing. You go back up there. And first of all, right now with me, I know you've been living in all kinds of sin. I know you've been sleeping with girls you ain't married to. And I know you've been doing all kinds of things. I want you to repent of your sins." And then you go back up there and you have him cast that demon out of you again. So he repented with his pastor. And his pastor had been to many of my healing schools. And he came back up, and I rebuked the demon, commanded to leave. And then this time he asked me, "I've got all these bottles of medication in my coat pocket. What am I supposed to do with them?" I said, "Well, that's between you and God. That's according to your faith." I said, "I cast the demon out, and I've laid hands on you. Now you're healed. According to God's word, it's a done deal. Case closed." Well, he said, "Okay." So he leaves, and he called me. When he get home, he said, "Bester, when I got home, I rode my motorcycle home," and he said, "all those bottles of pills, when I got home, I was going to go in the house and take them out, and they were all gone. There was not one single bottle of pill left in my coat." He said, "So what do you think that means?" I said, "That's a sign from God. You don't need them. You're healed." And so for years, that boy come to a healing school every time the healing school was there. And every once in a while, I'd ask him to get up and give his testimony about how he had not had a single seizure since he come to that healing school. And before, he was having one or two or three a week. Now, isn't it amazing what happens when you cast out a demon? But I've had a lot of people tell me, "But you know, if you have epilepsy, it's not a demon." But I'm telling you, it is. Epilepsy is a demon. You know, I mean, I don't care, you know, what you say, whether it's a mild epileptic seizure or whatever, it's a demon. Now then, I think about this man up in Michigan. I think it was Michigan. Wisconsin. Yeah, thank you, honey. Wisconsin, there was a man called me, and he said, "I've got a hold of some of your teaching," and he said, "I have a problem." He said, I work for a ministry, and I'm, what was his position there? Camp director, yeah. He said, "I'm camp director of a youth camp." And he said, "Every once in a while, we have a whole bunch of young people come." And he said, "During the course of their stay, I do some of the teaching with them." And he said, "The most intimidating thing in the world is to get up there before 100 or 200 young people and come down with an epileptic seizure on platform as a youth leader, as a director of the camp." But he said, "I have that problem." He said, "I never know when it's going to occur." He said, "I want to know." He said, "I've been listening to some of your teaching. What do you think causes this?" Now, this is a director of a church camp. I told him, I said, "Sir, you got a demon." I said, "Somewhere in your life as a young man," I said, "how long have you had this?" He said, "This started about 20. I started having seizures about 19 or 20. I said, "Well, somewhere before 19 or 20, you did something that didn't please God, and you opened the door to a devil, and a demon of epilepsy came in your life, and you've been having epileptic seizures ever since." He said, "I have no idea what I've done." I said, "Well, did the Lord tell us to call unto him and he would answer us?" I said, "I know the one that knows your problem, your answer." I said, "So you call unto the Lord, and you don't hesitate. You continue as a pastor. You continue to stay on the Lord's doorstep saying, 'Father, in the name of Jesus, what did I do that opened the door for this epileptic seizure to come on to me?'" I said, "He'll tell you." It wasn't long. He called me and said, "Herman, I got to tell you, the Lord revealed to me when I was 15 years old, some of my friends wanted to go to one of these hard rock concerts." He said, "My dad heard that I was going to go to that thing. He said, 'Son, I forbid you to go to that rock concert. You're a Christian. We're a Christian home, a Christian family. I've taught you the principles of the kingdom of God. Now I forbid you to go to that rock concert.'" He said, "Okay, Dad, I won't go." So he said, my friends came by and picked me up that night. And Dad said, now, son, you ain't going to that concert. No, 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 Dad, we're not going to that concert. We're going somewhere else. But he said, I lied to my dad. He said, we went to that concert. I partook into that thing with all the singing and the devil stuff and everything. And he said, I was young and dumb and had no idea. But he said, just a few years, I was about 15, but he said, somewhere around 3 to 5 years later is when I started having these epileptic seizures. And the Lord has revealed to me that was the door that opened when I lied to my dad. I opened the door and let a demon of epilepsy into my life. I said, have you asked your dad to forgive you? He said, Thurman, my dad's dead. I said, don't make any difference. I said, ask him to forgive you. In the spirit world, we're all still alive. So he asked his dad to forgive him. He said, Father, also in the name of Jesus, I repent for my sin to my dad. I repent of my sin to you, and I ask you to forgive me. I said, now then, in the name of Jesus, I command that spirit of epilepsy to leave you and to never come back. I said, I guarantee you won't never have another epileptic seizure. A year later, he wrote me and said, Pastor, I've got to have you come up here and teach at our camp. He said, I have not had a single seizure since that day. He said, this people have got to learn what you've learned from God's word. I said, well, are you the head director of this camp? He said, right here, this one I am. I said, is there a bigger boy over the whole thing? He said, well, yeah, there's a main director over all the camps. I said, well, you need to have his approval before I come. I said, because I'm not welcome in lots of places. He said, Thurman, after what's happened, and he went to his director and told him about his miracle and his healing. And the guy immediately said, well, of course, have him come, set him up. And so he called me and said, he okayed it. I said, okay. I said, let me send you some of my CDs and DVDs and you give them to him because we got about 3 months before I'm coming. You let him listen to them, make sure that he still agrees with my teaching. Well, everything's good for about a month. And then he called me and said, Thurman, you're not going to believe this. I said, what do you mean? He said, the main director called today and he heard you say on one of your teachings that sickness and sin are directly related. And he said, I will never let that man teach in one of my camps.
We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like to have today's broadcast in its entirety titled, If We Have Faith, Nothing is Impossible, or you would like to have any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and post-paid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. Or you can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and post-paid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.